Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Drive Time with Mary Wilson on RTE Radio 1.
Mothers and their babies have been helping primary school students deal with emotional and behavioural difficulties in Irish classrooms. A Roots of Empathy programme, it's run by the children's charity Barnardo's, and it focuses on developing empathy skills in children by having a parent and their baby visit a classroom on an ongoing basis throughout the year. Della Kilroy sat in on one of the lessons this morning and she brought back this report.
Hello, baby Stella, how are you? How are you today?
Hello, I'm in Our Lady of Lourdes National School in Dublin 8, where third class are starting a Roots of Empathy lesson. Every few weeks, Mum Niamh Kelly visits with her now 7-month-old baby Stella and a lesson instructor, encouraging students to observe and identify the baby's development and feelings.
We were asking Stella how she is. How do you think she is today?
Good.
Good. How can we tell?
No crankiness, no crying.
I heard someone say she's smiling. And that lets us know she's feeling okay today. Yeah.
Brenda McKenna is the school's Roots of Empathy lesson instructor.
So it was a programme set up in Canada by Mary Gordon in 1996 and Barnardo's took it on here in 2011. And it's a programme that we run in schools throughout the whole academic school year. And at the core of the programme, there's a mother or a father and baby who come in every 3 weeks. The baby is our tiny teacher. And from the programme, the children would learn and develop empathy. They have, through kind of learning social and emotional competencies, they also have an awareness of their own feelings and of baby's feelings. So it begins from using the relationship between mom and baby or dad and baby, and they kind of acknowledge the attachment that's there between them, the relationship that's made. They'll watch the parent acknowledge baby's feelings and respond to the feelings and meet the baby's needs. We'll also look at baby's feelings and the children themselves recognising the feelings. And then through the Roots of Empathy instructor, in the pre or the post visits to the family visit, we'll extend on that learning and bring it into their own lives and the feelings that they have themselves, recognising those and recognising feelings of others around them in their classroom or with their friendship groups. The idea behind the baby, I suppose, is that because they can't verbalise their feelings, that it really focuses us in on reading cues and body language and different temperaments of the baby, and trying to respond to that, so that then when they refer that into their classrooms or whatever, they can, you know, a child might be telling them they're happy, but we can clearly see that maybe they're sad or upset by something we've done or something that the child has done, and they get to learn through that way.
The programme is taught around the world, and according to international research, it increases children's empathy and reduces levels of bullying and aggression. Here in Ireland, it's run by Barnardo's. Their CEO is Suzanne Connolly.
We are now running this programme in 205 schools throughout Ireland. And last year, over 6,000 children benefited from the programme.
What kind of evidence base does this programme have?
93% of teachers have said that after the programme, they've noticed changes in the children's behaviour. They cooperate better. And what's even more fantastic is the pupils themselves have said that now if they see a friend of theirs or someone who maybe not be a friend being bullied or someone being unkind, that they would help them. There's less aggression, they're more pro-social, and they understand themselves and feelings better.
Are there plans to expand the programme?
In Barnardo's, we'd like it to have it in every school in Ireland. Now, obviously, our capacity of that is funding dependent. We're fortunate to currently have funding to expand it in the Cork, Wexford and actually to the west of Ireland, which is fantastic. And we would hope then to be in a further probably 60 schools next year.
Principal of Our Lady of Lourdes National School, where we are, is Tanya Hanley. She's been running the programme for the past 6 years.
So Our Lady of Lourdes is a Deish school, as I said there, based in the south inner city. We're right beside the Drimna Lewis stop, and we've 26 different nationalities and 11 different faiths. Many of the children would have, you know, younger siblings at home, but they might be in a minding role there, whereas when the little one comes to the classroom, they're very much, it's about them and the relationship that they have with that baby and watching her grow. It also helps them have a greater sense of the other. You know, small children can be quite egocentric, and it does help them gain that sense of other and caring for other people.
The third class here have already had 6 lessons. Today will be their third baby visit. Have you noticed any change in the pupils?
I suppose one of the biggest changes I noticed is that children are able to express themselves a little better. Frustration building up in children generally leads to sometimes a blowout then at the end. So if you're not able to say, I'm feeling sad today, I'm feeling upset, I'm feeling cross, it does kind of make them think a little about their emotions and how to express them.
When the 30-minute lesson ended, I spoke to volunteer mum, Niamh.
Yeah, I think it sounded very interesting to me, just the premise behind it, teaching empathy to children, and the fact that the baby is the leader. It's really, for a tired mum, who might have a sleepless night as the night before, it's an absolute tonic to go in and see all the reactions. They really think she's like a little rock star. And, you know, they've her picture up on their wall and they talk about her when she's not there. And it's just really heartwarming to hear all the things that they're so interested in her.
Third class students from Our Lady of Lourdes National School in Dublin 8, ending that report from Della Kilroy.